your source for everything paranormal.
Para-X.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Gathering Radio Show here on the Para-X Radio Network. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Heidi, and we're here for a Welcome to Wednesday.
Yes, yay!
Welcome!
It's our homecoming. This is where we started all those years ago.
That's right, Wednesday nights,
mm-hmm.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm. Hump day. Hump day is a good day to have a show, I think.
You might get fined for that.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
But maybe wait a minute. But where's the camel?
There's no camel.
I know.
Spirit animal camel would be all right.
Yeah. Saying, I don't know.
Like, if camel walked in right now, I don't know. We'd have to
be wild.
Put the show on hold for a second.
Yeah. It would be fun, though, nonetheless. But yeah.
Yeah. So here we are, Wednesday, and I have to admit, we were talking about this earlier, mm-hmm. that it was a little weird yesterday.
Yeah.
I kept thinking I was like late, late to the show.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I have to stop doing stuff so I can get ready for the show.
Yep.
Because that's 7 years of habits.
I felt discombobulated, to be honest.
You know, it was like, too.
Oh, I got to get ready for the show, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's tomorrow night. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll go visit my sister then. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was kind of, it was a weird night for sure.
It was, but I mean, it was fine. Mm-hmm. It's 7 years.
I know. Now we have to start this habit. I guess after, what do they say? It takes 4 weeks to form a habit. So maybe after 4 weeks now we'll be used to it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I hope
it's
good though. It feels good.
And
we're together at the studio.
We are.
Which is nice because we didn't do that as much.
Yep.
With the later time slot, I think.
And now it's an earlier time slot. So, you know, Heidi lives a little bit further out now. So it was harder to do in-studio stuff at 8 o'clock at night, our time. So now it's a little bit better, I think.
Yep.
You know, and we won't get home so late. I mean, it only takes me about 20 minutes. But it takes quite a while.
Mm, not too bad. About 40 max. Yeah. Mm. And usually this time of night it won't take that long. Or when we get done. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to, and we've talked about doing in-person shows more regular, you know, because we like it. It's got a better flow.
Oh, yeah.
We can do some Facebook Lives, too. And so we're excited.
We can make faces at each other because we're right here. Not that we can't do that on Skype, but sometimes on Skype we're distracted.
Well, and the worst thing is that when you make a face and then your screen freezes.
I know. And then there you are.
And we're like, uh-oh, that's not good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. So today's Paranormal Smorgasbord. So we haven't had a Paranormal Smorgasbord since
February.
Yeah, because we missed it last month because we had so many guests on.
Yeah, we did. We packed in the guests last month.
And it
was
so fun because we had some super good guests.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's been a fun time.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what April brings.
Yes.
It's April already.
I know.
You know.
Thankfully, our first show didn't end up on a April Fool's Day.
I know.
That would have been
wild.
We already have enough we're working against now with going on in the stratosphere.
Yes.
So
we
just don't need April Fool's for our first show either.
Yeah. No.
That would be
because
terrible.
I mean, you know, in addition, you know, it's Mercury retrograde and I didn't even know it because, you know, I don't have that on my calendar anymore because I'm like, I just want to see if I notice it. And it sure is affecting me. And then I heard somewhere, must have been on TV or maybe the radio, and they were talking about the retrograde. And I'm like, oh, no. Is that what all this is? And, you know, not all of it, because there's a lot of other things going on, too.
There is.
The eclipse is coming up on Monday. There was the big earthquake. All these energies.
Solar flares.
It's just such a big energy. There's so much going on.
Mm-hmm. You know? They have a solar flare warning that came out, and I don't know when that one's coming. But there's a certain time or date that they're like, hey, watch out for solar flares on this day. So, yeah, there's a lot going on right now. We're just getting bombarded with stuff.
There is. And, you know, it causes all kinds of things. You know, you get crazy feelings. You get anxious. You get and there's not a whole lot we can do, you know.
Right.
And I think, especially if you're sensitive or, you know, intuitive, we all feel it. And it's like you could just have to sit back and write it down and meditate and, you know, just help yourself. But it's there. So we just need to breathe, I guess. There we go. Breathe, meditate, relax.
That's about all you can do, right?
Yep. And just know that it's there and you're not going crazy. And it is what it is. It's the vibrations are kind of crazy and out of control.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yep.
So,
that's happening. And then, the retrograde. Now, what did you say you were going to, you had some astrology things for the new moon, right?
No, the eclipse.
Oh, it was the eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to read a little bit about just some eclipse energy. I won't read everything for everyone because there's a lot here, but just like a general, like first line or two, that, you know, for each horoscope with this, solar eclipse. Now, what's interesting is, we're in there was a couple of things that I wanted to talk about for this. Let me open up this article. I have a friend that does astrology, and so she sends this email out, and she, was talking about this. Every 6 months, we have a set of two eclipses, once in a while three.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we're in this eclipse cycle. It's an Aries Libra eclipse cycle. And it began, listen to this, in April of 2023. And it completes in March of 2025.
And this is the what? The
so eclipse? There's an Aries Libra eclipse cycle.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So we're smack in the middle of this eclipse cycle. And so it was interesting reading about how, you know, some of this is this long process, of what we're in the middle of currently that may have started, you know, back in April of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So she even said, like, reflect back on where you were and where you are now and think about what's coming up in the next year. Because this goes through March of next year, you know, and so there's this real like interesting transformation time.
Uh-huh.
But then going back to the eclipses, there's every 6 months we have a set of two eclipses. And so what they were saying, she's saying is, let's see here, reflect back on the last 6 months to a year, become aware of the added tools and support and awareness you have gained. This could be a time to acknowledge and celebrate the perspective shifts and healing that has happened in the last 6 to 12 months. So it's something interesting to reflect on there. But I do have, so I looked up some information, just general information for each sign around this specific eclipse that's coming up on Monday. Right?
On Monday.
All right, so we start with Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And the eclipse is knocking on your door, urging you to reclaim your power. And this one's happening right in the Aries sign. So it's the green light to embrace your desires and authentic self. But they want you to focus on actions that heal your ego as well. So some kind of interesting, you know, reclaiming your power, but also healing, you know, the ego self.
Mm-hmm.
So Taurus, the eclipse is nudging you towards a fresh start by closing chapters you've been holding on to tightly. It's been stirring up some stressors and possibly unearthing parts of your past that still exert influence on you.
Mm.
So, and you might be challenged to admit when you need to change. So you need to step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's Taurus. Gemini, solar eclipse brings a burst of social energy, perfect for the social butterfly.
Oh.
And you might feel motivated to reassess your social circles and friendships. And heal any wounds associated with your social connections. So that's Gemini. Yeah. Cancer, this is you, Steph.
Yeah.
This brings a dual energy vibe your way. On one hand, it signals new beginnings and opportunities in your career, which you might find yourself finally getting the recognition you deserve. Hmm. But here's the twist. While it's great to receive recognition from others, you also have the power to acknowledge your achievements without waiting for someone else's approval. This is your moment to silence that inner voice of doubt and prove it wrong. Hmm. So there's that for you.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. All right, Leo, we have exciting new adventures because a solar eclipse is calling your name. If you've been feeling stuck in a rut, this eclipse is about to give you a much needed jolt of energy, and it's time to shake things up. Ooh. You have the green light to make any plans that you have in the horizon and dive into new experiences.
Ooh, shake
and,
it up.
Yeah, but there's a catch. Embracing new adventures doesn't always mean packing your bags and moving to a different country or traveling. It can be as simple as tuning into a new podcast or striking up a conversation with someone who has a different worldview than you. So shake it up any way that you want. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, like Virgo. Virgo, like here we go. First thing it says, brace yourself. This eclipse packs a powerful punch for you. You might be feeling weighed down lately, like there's a heaviness lingering in the air. Parts of yourself that you've tucked away are now bubbling up to the surface, and it could be unsettling to face those skeletons. But fear not, because you've been presented with an opportunity to undergo a profound spiritual awakening, nudging your third eye open. Oh. So you're looking at your views, and probably there some of that's going to undergo transformation. And only if you're willing to confront wounds associated with those aspects of yourself. So that's kind of a big deal for Virgo. Mm-hmm. So hugs to all you Virgo folks. All right, Libra. This brings fortuitous opportunities as the sign of relationships ushers in fresh connections. The eclipse in Aries activates the realm of interpersonal bonds, opening avenues for new relationships to flourish. Whether they're platonic, romantic, or professional, there's ample potential to both initiate new connections and strengthen existing ones. Although it's crucial to address any lingering emotional wounds to establish healthy boundaries and foster genuine connections.
Mm.
All right, Scorpio is next. Bid farewell to any lingering couch potato vibes from the challenging astrological years past, because this eclipse will sweep them away. The swift arrival of solar eclipse signals a golden opportunity to break free from detrimental habits and routines that may hinder your mastery of your craft. Your focus should turn to your physical well-being and daily routines. Are you following a regimen that truly aligns with your identity and aspirations? This eclipse prompts you to reassess and realign your habits to better serve your goals. All right, Sagittarius. This is picture the eclipse as the coolest birthday party from your youth revisited.
Oh.
While you might not wake up to a house festooned with streamers or backyard bouncy castle, you'll certainly feel your inner child stirring within you. Amid the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it's easy to stifle your whims and desires. So what will enrich your life experience moving forward? Perhaps it's a new hobby or allowing yourself to be swept away by romance or passion. So it's a gentle nudge to your youthful spirit.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
It is. Mm-hmm. All right, Capricorn, this is mine. Brace yourself for revitalization of energy in your domestic realm with this solar eclipse. Okay. It could manifest as a move to a new abode or initiation of plans for such a change. You might feel inspired to spruce up your living space with redecoration or simply prioritize quality time with your loved ones. Let's see here. Nurture and heal any disturbances that disrupt your sense of security at home. So it's focused homeward.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's cool. That works. Mm-hmm. All right. Two more. I think we've got Aquarius is next. You've got an electrifying period ahead. Keep a journal handy because the experiences and conversations coming your way will shed light on how you interact and change information with folks. The solar eclipse may stir up past communications, frustrations you faced, or the feelings of being misunderstood, but it prevents an opportunity to explore fresh avenues for expressing your truth authentically.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very good.
Yeah. Last one, Pisces. Mm-hmm. This eclipse will shed light on what's necessary to manifest your desires. Your financial situation and material world are poised for delightful transformations during this celestial event. How there's a crucial caveat to bear in mind. Money doesn't magically appear. It requires acknowledging and valuing your self-worth. Do you generally believe you deserve the abundance you seek? While opportunities may present themselves, you must cultivate the inner confidence to seize them. Well, go for it, Pisces. Wow.
Yeah.
Wowza.
Shake it up, youthful. Go for it. There's all kinds of good stuff going on.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Lots of good stuff.
So we'll have to see how it all shakes out. Yeah. You know, and then the new moon happens. So Monday, it's the eclipse and the new moon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And amongst all this craziness with Mercury retrograde.
Right. And it's Mercury retrograde. So there's all that.
Wowza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy times. Cray cray.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like we said earlier, you just breathe through it. If it gets a little overwhelming,
yes,
just take a deep breath.
Yep.
Sit back for a minute and mm-hmm. breathe through it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in that, you know, with all the different horoscope things, there's a lot of good stuff in there. And Mercury retrograde is not challenging for everybody.
No.
So that's good. No. And frankly, I knew it was coming, and it's so far come in like a lamb. You know, if we're looking at the old adage for March, in like a lion, out like a lamb, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So far, this retrograde for me has been lamb-ish to begin. It's been quite gentle, which I appreciate.
Yeah. I think the last one was very gentle for me, but this one seems to be already crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because when I heard it was Mercury retrograde, I'm like, oh,
yeah. Well, I think it started on the
now it all makes first. Sense.
I think it started on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Right? Thanks, Mercury retrograde.
Right.
And it goes until like the 25th or something.
Yep.
Wild.
But you start feeling the effects, you know, like a week out, right? And they keep going for like a week, you know, after. So
we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, well. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. You just got to, you know, like we said, breathe. Close your eyes and three deep breaths in and out, you know?
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
It does, for sure.
Calms you down just a tidge. Yeah.
Yes. So that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight was this, you know, where everybody's at with this eclipse. So.
Yeah. So is anyone just curious, but. Of those of you in the chat room, are any of you feeling the effects of all this crazy wild energy that's happening out there? Or if so, let us know.
Yeah. Or maybe you're feeling the zen-ness,
mm-hmm.
you know, because maybe with the energy of the retrograde and the solar eclipse, you know, and then you're vibing with, you know, whatever was in your horoscope, maybe it's balancing everything out and you're having a really good, you know, you're having a really good run right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it would be great if we could turn it into a positive, right? If it's more negative, then maybe we need to think about flipping it and making it more positive.
Yeah.
Shake it out.
Yep.
I really like that whole thing. Shake it out. Let's shake it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that will be our mantra.
You know, one of the things that in the women's circle that I do, excuse me, one of the things that we do in some of the weekends is we'll play like different songs that, and we encourage women to like shake, you know, like shake your limbs,
good.
Shake your arms, shake your legs, and shake, like you're shaking stuff out of your body and dropping it down into the earth.
Yes.
Right. And just letting stuff go.
Yes.
And you don't think about how it, like it works. Like you don't do, like, I don't do that on a regular basis, like just stand and shake, but I do more now than I used to. But I do it at home too sometimes. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, I can just like, and I just start shaking, you know, and shaking stuff out, and it feels like really good.
Yeah.
You know, you just stand and just shake everything down. It's like so good.
Shake it out.
Yeah.
The new mantra, shake it out.
Yeah. I think there's a song about that.
Shake it up.
Yeah.
Well, this would be shake it out.
Yeah.
We can change the words. Shake it out.
Yeah.
We can't sing it on this radio station.
No.
But you know what I mean.
Well, nobody would want me to sing it anyway.
Shake it out. Shake it out.
So, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to do during this retrograde.
Yeah. And one of my friends at work, we were talking about all this craziness happening, and she was feeling the same thing. She said, I'm going to go home and just rest. And I said, you know what? Here's what we need to do. We need to have peace, jammies, and wine. The new mantra. Peace, jammies, wine. To just relax. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
Shake it off and peace, jammies, wine.
There you go.
Or chocolate. I mean, either goes.
Right? I'm up for chocolate.
Chocolate. Mm-hmm. Shake it off if you're a Swiftie. Is that a Swiftie song? I guess I don't
shake
know.
It off. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
That's the one.
Oh, it is.
Isn't it?
Well, Shake It Up was the one I was thinking.
Okay.
In the 80s or whatever.
Oh.
Shake It Off. Oh, so there is a song called Shake It Off.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. See, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's okay. Probably a bunch of songs.
Well, very good. So there we go. We have a couple new mantras now. So we'll have to just
for this
keep doing
window,
that.
This mm-hmm. eclipse window and the retrograde
and goodness. All this craziness and, you know, who knows what else is going to happen. I mean, that earthquake was a pretty big one, right? It was like 7 point. They were talking about tsunami warnings and I didn't even know any of this.
That's
I just
terrible.
Heard about it today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, wow. And I think it happened over the weekend. So it's all, you know, the cars. Thank you, Jerry. See, Jerry remembers Shake It Up.
Yeah, I remember that one, too. I was mm-hmm. thinking about the Taylor Swift one, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good song, too. Cars yeah. are good.
So, yeah. So, awesome stuff. But, yeah, okay. So, we talked about that. just crazy. It's just craziness, you know, I just say. And if you're tired, sleep. I mean, sometimes we just need to sleep, people, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
Or just, you know, here's what I like to do. Just get a good book, go to bed. Read your book, fall asleep. It's all good. It's all good, you know?
Yeah, if you have time for that. I think about, like, right now, I'm almost done. I have a project that I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making another wall hanging, and then I'm going to be done for a while because this is, like, a lot. So I'm making four wall hangings as one project, and they're all to do with sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, because I have to have them done now tomorrow. So I have to finish two of them tomorrow morning because then they're going up for like a month. And it's
here?
Like every spare minute I'm working on them. So, yeah, I don't have time to like take a nap or read
yeah.
a book.
Yeah.
Which is fine because I chose to do this. So I'm
right.
not like mad at it or
right.
anything. But, yeah, I'll be happy to just be doing that at some point, you know, in the near future.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Because it's good for you. I mean, it really is,
it is good
for you.
And I'm happy to do, I love sewing and making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be fun, you know, I think to share some information about sacred geometry and stuff too. But yeah, I'll be happy to be done with it as well. Because it's a lot of work.
Sorry, I snorted.
It's a lot of work.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Tis. You just snort away over there.
Cool. Yes, yes, yes. See, this is what happens when we're together. Yeah. What can I say?
At least we had that bad habit when we were first doing the radio show and we were together that we would eat.
All the time.
All the time.
And we would be chewing and talking. And, you know, oh my God. How did we ever have anybody tune in?
I don't know.
You know? I mean, really. And we would always talk about what we were eating, right?
Yeah. And it was hard though when we were over at
Anita's because she always made us good stuff.
Yeah, so good.
And then we would take turns and we would all have good stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
So
but,
good.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
yeah. We digress, but yeah.
We did. It was good. Okay.
It was fun. That was in the early days when we were first on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. Wow, that was really late when you think about it. Because our show was on at 9 o'clock. Or it was 9 o'clock central, so 10 o'clock Eastern.
I liked it at that time. I wanted it when we moved to weekly. I wanted to keep it at that time slot. I'm like, I don't care what day it is. I want it 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you're a night owl.
Well, but then I could work, you know,
because
then I could get later, you know, because there's people that can't come during the day, and so then I could do more clients.
For sure. Yeah, no, I get that.
Instead of adding another day on of work, because I look, you know, I tack this onto my work day
mm-hmm.
at the end and.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good, though.
Yeah, it works. All right. So, all right. Paranormal smorgasbord. I found a story that has pictures of, this just came out, of the Loch Ness Monster.
Do tell.
The Loch Ness Monster. I'm going to put it here, so have a look at it. These pictures were taken in 2018, and I don't know, they're just surfacing now. Newly released, it says. And it looks like a head.
I hope it's not that first one.
I mean, no. I know, right?
No. Oh. Wow.
But do you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
And there is more. There's like a series of
them. Yeah, I see it.
I mean, it is, I think it's pretty interesting.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't know what it
would
is.
It be if it's not?
That's exactly right. And they've made it into you can watch this YouTube video. I tried to watch it. I thought it was a little hard to watch, but.
What do you mean hard to watch? Like you couldn't really see it?
They made it a YouTube. Yeah, it was just,
It wasn't like disturbing.
No, it wasn't. Okay. No.
Like hard to watch. Like,
but it's smaller, right? So you can't really make it big and it's hard to see.
Got it.
Because they just did a whole bunch of images. And they put them together one after one after one.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's like a 15-minute video, so it's long too.
Oh yeah, it says that they put 71 frames together to give everybody the whole idea of what it. And the way she's describing it, I'm reading this here, and she said it was making strange movements on the surface. They wondered if they were seeing an otter or a pair of otters or even a seal. But they never saw anything come up for air because they thought maybe it was the bodies twisting and turning around. They said they were having lunch out in the area and they started walking around just taking pictures.
Yeah, well, and apparently they go there a lot, so I don't know if they're from Scotland or what.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, she said that her husband's originally from Inverness, which is there. Mm-hmm. And but they said it was spinning and rolling at times, but they never saw head or neck.
Making strange
and after
movements.
A couple of minutes it disappeared. They never saw it again.
No.
Mm.
Isn't that wild? So yeah. I don't know, but it's very cool. I mean, it's very
that's good.
Convincing.
It is convincing.
I guess.
Sorry, but that lake is deep.
Yes, it is.
It is black as oil. I have been there. It is and the vibe there is totally
wild.
Yeah. You just go, okay, there has to be something here. And again, we talk about cryptids in the way of, they may not have a physical presence here all the time.
Yeah.
Why would we talk about Bigfoot being an interdimensional being and not something like this creature?
Oh, I believe
that. Or whatever this is or isn't. Yeah. I don't know. But something could be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they got pictures of it here.
No.
But why wouldn't anything be interdimensional then with all these cryptids that we're looking at? So
I agree. And what's interesting is some cryptid researchers, absolutely not. They're physical creatures. And I'm like, why do you say that? Well, why do you say what you do? I said, because we find one footprint or two footprints in the middle of the woods and no more.
Yeah.
Well, what are they doing?
And no bodies.
No bodies.
No other. I mean,
we know that there's always a lot of supernatural energy, a lot of energy shifts within the woods. We find them all the time. And many times they're under what we think are structures or things that are purposely made by Bigfoot, or cryptid. Doesn't have to be Bigfoot. Could be Dogman. But there's a lot of energy there and they are definitely a portal. And that is why. And if they're physical beings, why can't we seem to get a good picture of them too, right? It's like, how can they keep disappearing? Mm-hmm. They have all these abilities that some people have, but, it's just unusual, you know? So I don't know. Yeah. And you and I have talked about the whole lake monster thing too. And how about, they're probably interdimensional, just like so many of the cryptids.
Yep. Yep.
Just like spirits. It's all the same. All the same, area, I think.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to send I don't want to watch it right now because I don't want to cause issues with my Skype, but I'm sending myself the link to watch that.
Yeah.
It's
15 minutes long. Yeah, I only watched a couple minutes, and I thought it was hard because there's this little counter on the side too, and it's distracting, my ADD. Oh, squirrel comes in, You know what? We have blown through the first 30 minutes already of the show, so we're going to go to commercial break and stay with us. This is The Gathering Radio Show right here on The Parrot.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you truly unique podcast experience. We have you covered. Spirit Bayou with CJ Dunham airs live from the Third Coast in Southeast Texas on Tuesday and Fridays at midnight Eastern Time, covering Creole folklore and folk magic to strange paranormal activity to new equipment for the field. CJ Dunham is a Catholic swamp witch, a devotee to our Mother Mary in the Trinity, a true believer in our Lord, the Holy Ghost, and Christ. Peace be with your spirit and the spirits by you.
Hey, this is Lee from the Dead Zone. I want to give a huge shout out to Shauna and congratulations on her new podcast, Exploring the Paranormal Perspective. You'll hear some amazing guests like me.
Whatever.
Paranormal and true crime stories and more. Catch her Wednesdays at 8 Central on the Para-X Radio Network.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we're back to Wednesdays. Woo-hoo. Here we are for our first Paranormal Smorgasbord on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So this is very exciting.
It is.
And so Stephanie, we were talking about, before we went on break, we were talking about Loch Ness Monster, mm-hmm. right? And being cryptids, and then we started talking about other cryptids, and here we go. You all know we're going to talk about Mothman because we can't not talk about Mothman. I will make Mothman fit into any conversation. But then you had said, I wonder if anybody saw Mothman
before the Key Bridge went down.
But this wasn't, I mean, it was an accident, but it was.
But they still would have foretold that. Remember?
Yeah, you think they would have if they're going to, because they know that this is going to happen.
Yes. It's foretold.
Yeah,
right?
So you wonder if there's sightings.
Yeah, so that would be interesting. We'll have to keep looking at all the journals and stuff and see if there's any witnesses to that, because they say that Mothman was seen before the 35W Bridge went down too. I don't know who, but they say there's reports. So, and I don't know if it was right before or weeks and months before. I don't know, but yeah. So if anyone knows anything out there that someone has seen a Mothman prior to that bridge going down, it'd be just interesting to know. Because they all seem to show up when there's a disaster.
Right.
Especially something like that.
Yeah. So, it'd be interesting to see if the reports start coming out for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But then there's the people, too, that think they cause it. Like they're warning that they're going to do something.
Yeah, I don't think they're I think they're here to tell us something's happening.
Yeah, like to warn. But then you think that they give you more of a heads up, like, well, what is going to happen? So why would you tell us and then, like, you just show up and say it's coming, but not say what it is? Then what's the point? You know, mm-hmm. that's my idea on that mm-hmm. one. But I get it. You know, I don't think that they're causing it. I don't know. There's probably other options that we can't even consider because we don't understand, like, what's the point?
We don't understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, what got us talking about that was there's another report of Mothman, and this was from 4 years ago, but it's near Chicago, and you know we talk about the Illinois Triangle. And this happened. I'm going to read it. It's just like three paragraphs. It shouldn't take long. And it talks about this man who lives near Marseilles, Illinois, on October 10th, 2020. I was out bass fishing with my buddy and his son and another friend over the cooling pond near the power plant south of Marseilles, Illinois. This location is in LaSalle County in southern Illinois. It was warm that day, and we decided to take a chance and get some late fishing done before it got too cold. We were on our usual spot, blah, blah, blah. Okay, forward ahead. It was about 6 p.m., and we were just about to wrap it up. And my buddy's son saw it first and said, look at that big bird over there. We all looked to see this thing fly over the top of us. It must have been 20 to 30 feet up in the air, and it was moving silently. It wasn't squawking and making noise like a flock of goose would, and it was barely moving its wings. We watched it as it flew over us in the direction of the power plant, and we saw that it looked like a tall man with really big wings. It flew off
toward the plant without making any changes in its path until it was out of sight. We saw nothing else after that, and we decided that it was enough for us to call it a day and head back to the launch before the sun went down. Okay, that's interesting. A tall man with really big wings. This was Southern Illinois, though. So this is a little bit, well, quite a bit south of Chicago. Hmm. But still in the Middle West, right?
So it was near a power plant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of always seems like it's around something big, like an airport, power plants.
Yeah. And you wonder if that's how it like manifests or mm-hmm. uses that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'd be interesting to do a little bit more research and find out if there were any issues around that area then mm-hmm. after that sighting, mm-hmm. especially maybe connected to the power plant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, funny they didn't do that. I mean, you'd think they would in this. Yeah.
Well, I would.
But I would too before I wrote about it, but I don't see that in here. But yeah, interesting. But it still is Illinois. And, you know, the other thing that I have talked, you know, and although this one they specifically say a man with large rings, but, you know, we have a cryptid here in Minnesota, and they do see them in other parts of the states too. That's one of these big bird creatures, you know, and they're twice as big as an eagle. They see it over the Mississippi River Valley, like down by the airport. Mm-hmm. Casey has seen it a few times. Jerry has actually seen it.
Don't people think it's like a thunderbird or something?
Well, something from some kind of cryptid, right? I mean, they say it's huge, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not seen very often, but other people, I mean, I've read stories about it, and I've heard of other cryptid researchers talking about it too in other parts of the country. So it's not just here located mm-hmm. in Minnesota, but what is it? I sure would like to see it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not at the right place at the right time. No. But that's where it is, like over that Fort Snelling area, you know, in the river, Mississippi River Valley
yep.
down there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The nature center or the nature area. So,
don't they have, what's that island down there that has some weird cryptid or weird paranormal lore attached to it?
I don't know.
Is it Pine Island? No, what is it?
Oh, called? I don't know.
I can't remember. There's supposed to be some.
I don't know that.
Island out on the river that's supposed to be pretty active, and people like want to get on it, and they have to like barricade it off so people don't go out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's intriguing.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think maybe because there's, I don't know if it's private homes on there, maybe a couple.
Oh, is that the one over in Mendota Heights? I've heard about that one too. I think it's a neighborhood, right?
And no, I don't think there's a neighborhood.
No, because there is a neighborhood somewhere that's on an island, like in Mendota Heights, the same thing. You know, so
no, I don't think that's this one.
Is a different one.
It could be. Anyway,
yeah.
So you wonder if something is like roped off, if there's a reason like that people know what's going on or some people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it's, I don't know. It's over by St. Paul, south of the, in that area, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called. I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know if I can look it up now, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard of that one. Like I said, I've heard of the one over in, I think it's right off of Mendota Heights, or maybe not Mendota Heights.
Oh, Gray Cloud Island.
That's it.
Oh, is that it?
That's the one, because it's real close to Mendota Heights, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay. So that must be Gray Cloud Island. I didn't realize that there was a lot of, that there was people, like groups of people living on it. But yeah, it's, apparently, trespassers try and get out there. And,
well, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry's describing the big bird as huge eagle body with a pterodactyl head. Oh, yeah. Pterodactyl head. Very strange. Last time he saw it, he wasn't alone. Other cars were pulled over and looking at it. So why don't people report these things?
Or take a picture.
Take a picture.
You have a phone.
Yeah, you have a phone.
I mean, who knows, though, if you're all like stunned into forgetting you can take a picture, right?
Yes.
That would probably be me, too. I'd be like, so like,
I know.
What?
Look at that. It's like Bigfoot.
Then you forget to take a picture.
Yeah. Or you don't want to look away to grab something to take a picture.
Yeah.
Because they might be gone.
Yep.
I mean, I get it. But yeah, and it was over by the airport, right? I think that's where you saw it. It was just right over in that same area by Fort Snelling-ish. That's location.
So yeah, cool stuff. Yeah, I would like to see it because, like I said, I've talked to a lot of different cryptid researchers too who have had reports of this or they've seen something in other parts of the country. So amazing. And, you know, very intriguing. We just don't know what's out there.
Right. So that's, he said it happens so fast you don't have time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It does.
And I get it. I would. Mm-hmm. I would not probably take a picture either.
No. It's just too hard. Yeah. And then you'd be fumbling around with your phone, right? And trying to get, and then by then it would be gone.
And you didn't see it either.
Right. Yeah. No, I think. Yeah, I wish somebody with a camera could actually get out there and actually see it happening and they're ready for it, you know?
Yep.
So Island of the Dolls. I don't know what Island of the Dolls is, Cece.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
Have you?
I haven't been there. Okay. But it's pretty, let me look it up. I can't remember where it is.
Is that the one in Europe?
No, I think it's down Central America.
Oh,
somewhere
down that way.
Island of the Dolls, where is it? Yeah. Yeah, down in Mexico.
Oh, it's in Mexico.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
There's been a lot of shows on that, actually, on Island of the Dolls. I think, didn't Ghost Adventures go there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought.
And that's in Mexico, down that way.
Yep. Yep.
Why was I thinking Italy? I was thinking Italy had something
maybe
similar.
They have one like that.
Maybe they do. I don't know. Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's all intriguing and it's all such a mystery, which is why we love this whole subject, right? Because people see things that are unexplainable.
That's cool.
Yeah. And not just one person, but many, you know? So what exactly are they? Where do they come from? Well, I think they're multidimensional, personally.
So we had a topic come through at the beginning, and I want to make sure we don't forget to talk about it. Because so Joe said in the beginning, he goes, how about imaginary friends? Are they actually imaginary? Now, I don't know if he was being silly or not, but I'm going to take it serious because this is a thing that happens. And a lot of time it happens with kids. You know, you think of imaginary friends as, you know, being a kid thing. But I wonder how many times kids have an imaginary friend and it's really a spirit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right. All the time, I think.
Yeah. I think most of the time. I think not all the time.
Yeah.
Because some of it, depending on what's going on in the child's life, it might be,
yes,
you know, some other
their way of dealing with it.
Yeah. With some kind of trauma or something.
Yep.
But I think it would be often that it might actually be a spirit because a kid is going to be more intuitive.
Absolutely. And they're not told that's not real, right?
Right.
But then their parents don't believe them, right? And they say,
once they hear, like, oh, it's just your imaginary friend, he's not real, then they'd start probably seeing him over time.
Yeah.
You know, they'd just block it out.
Just imaginary, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, you know, in our family, even, you know, my niece Heather used to see, they used to have a big old house in the Northeast. And in Heather's room, she used to have one. I can't remember, Jack. I think his name was Jack. And then what's interesting is her son Wyatt, when they lived in an old house in St. Paul, same. It was a little girl named Reagan. Okay, Reagan was a name from, I mean, I know it's popular now, but this was 15 years ago, right? So, yeah, it was definitely same.
Cool. Yeah, I saw lots of stuff when I was a kid. And, but I remember this, like, I didn't realize until I was an adult that because I was having a lot of trouble, you know, with this whole thing that was going on with me and nobody understood it, nobody to talk to. And I remember this guy would come over and talk to me about it. And I was always like hopeful he would come back on a more regular basis, but he didn't. But every once in a while he'd come over and I just figured my parents invited him so that I would have someone to talk to about this stuff. And I found out later he was not real.
Yeah.
But he was an adult. He dressed like someone that you'd probably see at church, you know, so he seemed kind of trustworthy. You know, he always had like slacks on and on a nice shirt, but in a casual kind of way. And he would always come and we'd go down to the living room and sit and talk. And I mean, clearly if my parents had actually someone invited over, they probably wouldn't let me hang out with him by myself.
Yeah.
You know, some strange guy, right?
No.
But he just came over and he was really nice and he would answer my questions and I would talk to him and I'm quite sure that, you know, like I assumed everybody could see him, mm-hmm. but I'm quite sure that my parents, if anyone would have come downstairs at the time of me talking, they'd have flipped.
Yeah.
Because I was talking and no one sitting there, you know, now I know this. I didn't know, at the time I just assumed everybody could see him and that, you know, he was invited over to talk to me and help me with this stuff, but he only came over every once in a while. And once I got to be an adult, it finally dawned on me. I'm like, oh my gosh, he was probably one of my spirit guides mm-hmm. coming to help.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely,
you know, I'm sure if I, well, at first they probably would have said, oh, it's just an imaginary friend. Just stop doing that. You know? So
yeah, very cool. But yeah, it's good. Yeah. So there is the answer.
I'm curious if anybody in the chat room has had an imaginary friend, like that you had a name for and like, how often did you guys hang out? Did you talk with them? Did your friends and family know about them? Like, I'm curious if anybody in the chat room had like a hardcore imaginary friend, or we might think now that it's someone, but at the time you might've thought it was imaginary friend, or someone said, yes, it's an imaginary friend. That's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Curious if you guys have one.
Yeah.
Or had one. Maybe still have one.
I
shouldn't
Joe,
say
you're
past
the one
tense.
That brought it up. Did you have an imaginary friend? Or is it just because you saw this movie?
Yeah, he said he saw a movie called Imaginary.
Mm-hmm.
He said it wasn't a great movie.
But it was an interesting idea.
And he said he didn't have an imaginary friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting thought. Now I might want to watch the movie when I have a second.
Imaginary.
I got to get through this project tomorrow and then I'm good for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
But so. Yeah. Very imaginary cool. friends, are they imaginary? I think
I don't
not.
Know. Or someone from the other side?
I think mm-hmm. not.
I think not, too. I mean, some of them, like we said, sure could be, but I think a lot of them are.
And Cindy in the chat room said she did not have an imaginary friend.
Yeah. They're special, right? They come here to help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting, too, to think of, you know, if they show up as a kid, because really, I don't think kids are kids, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, who is that showing up? Because you want to, as a kid, you're going to want to talk to someone who you are not scared of, right?
Yes.
So if something is presenting as a kid to try and get your connection, mm-hmm. but then is it really a kid? I don't mm-hmm. think so.
Yeah.
So then that's kind of concerning.
Yes.
You know?
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something to chew on. And it's not even a Taffy Tuesday.
No. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
The day's gone past.
I know it. This Wednesday thing. Yeah, it's going to take some getting used to. But, hey, I want to thank Jerry for getting us into this all those years ago. And then giving us his spot, really. Because when we were offered this spot, I did talk to him and I said, what do you think? Oh yeah, you got to get over there right away and take it, you know? And so, yeah, it's kind of, it's cool. So, yep. Jerry from The Calling got us into this and now he doesn't have a show. So we have his old time slot.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because wasn't that like 9 years ago?
It was.
That we started doing his, once a month.
Yeah. Was it 9 or 10? We thought, it's going into the 10th year. So nine because we've done the weekly show for 8, right? It'll be 8 this June, I think.
Is it? Okay.
I think so. I don't know. We just had the show and we talked about this and now I forgot again.
I can't remember.
It's a lot of years. That's all we need to say. So, and he had done it for...
He had done it for a long time.
A long time, Jerry. I don't know. You were at least a decade or more.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many years that you did it. So who is coming for you? He said, she is coming for me. Interesting.
Yeah. So that was a long time. I mean, if you would have told me 10 years ago that we would be doing a weekly show,
mm-hmm.
10 years from now, we'd still be doing radio shows.
No.
I'm like, no.
No.
No, we're not going to have it. How are we ever going to have enough
idea.
Stuff to talk about?
I know. And then when we went to the weekly show, it was like,
we were terrified.
We were terrified.
we were terrified.
But then, you know, and now it's been like 8 years of the weekly show. So it was 7 on Tuesdays and here we go into the 8th year and now on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. But yeah, paranormal.
But that's the cool thing about the paranormal is it's, there's always something.
It's always changing, right? There's always new things coming. People are seeing things, you know, like this. And pictures from, so these pictures of the Loch Ness Monster were taken back in 2018. So that's 6 years ago. And we're finally hearing about it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, crazy. Oh, Jerry's talking about a new show called Sim Crew True Crime.
Okay.
Oh, very cool. We will talk about that at a later show, I think. But yeah, paranormal smorgasbord. And we have some ideas. We are getting our ducks in order for a good schedule. We kind of got off track. But here we go, because now we're on Wednesdays. We have to get it together.
We're gonna be good. We're good. We've got our calendars out, and we're loading up the show schedule. So, and again, hopefully being here together more often. Mm-hmm. And we were actually talking about doing some more live shows again.
Yeah.
So,
because we think it would be super fun.
Yeah.
Because we had a really good time. So we're hoping maybe in May we can have one here at the studio and have some snacks.
But we won't
just
eat
have fun.
On the air.
We won't eat on
the
air
anymore.
But everyone here can eat. You know, that's good.
Yep. Yes, you can. You can have snacks. And we will watch.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. Okay, so update. You know, it's springtime. One of our favorite topics to talk about are the raptors. They're all in the nests. They all have babies. Mama and Papa, my owls. Mama, I finally saw her for the first time about a week ago. She finally climbed out of the nest because the babies are a little bit older now. Mm-hmm. So, and I actually saw footage of one of the guys that goes there daily, kind of like me, and I've met him, and I know exactly where he stands, but he's taller than me. So I can't see what he's seeing because she's in the hollow of a tree. But he posted a video on Easter Sunday, I think, and he actually got a video of the little babies, and you know, they're very small and they're white, so they're not that caramel color yet, but so cute. They are just so adorable. You know, he posted it on Nextdoor, and oh my gosh, they are just a riot. But yeah, Mama is just, she's doing great. Papa's doing great. I think the eagles from the DNR nest are also have babies in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
They've been talking about, there's no camera on them this year because they're at a new site.
Yeah.
But last post I saw from one of the guys that is there all the time said that, you know, he saw her feeding and then there was some other things happening. And so he thinks that they're, you know, getting older now. So obviously, but it's just really a fun time. There's just a lot of energy. And, you know, I have to say this, you know, Mama and Papa, so she went in the nest, I think it was like maybe between the 8th and the 10th of February, you know, and then I didn't see her again until last
week. Are you talking about the owls?
Yeah, I'm talking about the owls. And what was really cool was a couple weeks ago, so I like to stop by there on the way to work. It's just a nice way to start the day, mm-hmm. right? It takes me about 10 minutes to get to the nest, 10 minutes to come back, and then I just go on my merry way. And Papa was just excited, right? There was like just an excitement in the air and you could just feel the energy was different. And he looked in my eyes and I looked in his eyes and then it hit me and I'm like, oh, the babies are hatching. Mm. They're coming, you know? And then here we go. And they're probably about 2 weeks old, you know, from the looks of them in that video. But it was just the coolest connection ever, right? Because I just knew. I'm like, oh, as well, those babies are here, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, we had those 4 days of the big snows and oh, my God. Those owls are something, really. Oh, eagles, too. All of them. How do they keep these babies safe? Don't you wonder in these elements?
Well,
they're just, they're good at it. That's what they're good at.
They keep them warm. That's all I have to do.
Oh my gosh. They are just,
and it's amazing
too
what
cool.
they will endure.
Yes.
To keep their babies safe.
You know, in the summertime, if it's hot, the eagles, I've seen them, they spread their wings out over mm-hmm. the babies so that they're cool. They don't get so much sun. And I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah.
They are totally amazing. And the, you know, I know I've said this before, but
Papa Owl just loves that girl so much. Mm. You know, the feeling is just so, you know, and I was thinking about this the other day. I thought, you know, she can be so gruff with him, almost honest. You know, she just gets mad at him. You can just tell. And he just loves her, right? And it reminds me of my mom and dad. I know. Isn't that a wild thing? But my dad was just so gentle and so loving. And so what I mean, he had his, you know, wild streaks too. But, you know, but my mom could be the same way. She was so gruff with him. And she could be so, you know, Kenan, you're such a blah, 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 blah. And that is just like this pair, you know, and they're just, I just laugh. I just think, oh, you guys, you're just so funny. But, yeah, so very cool. And, I love my Owlies.
Awesome.
Yeah. So cool beans.
Well, we've got a few minutes left.
No alcohol. Yeah, no, we don't have any alcohol. No wine, and we're not in jammies either. Hey, maybe we should have a jammy night.
No. Well, not for here. We can stay at home for that.
Yeah, we could have a jammy night.
No.
Peace, I know. Jammies, wine.
Well, we do have beverages here because we, mm-hmm. otherwise I will probably, you know, choke and die on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to keep hydrated.
Me too, because we talk too much and then our throats get all dry. And
well, not you know? Too much. We have to talk. It's a radio show.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't talk too much.
No.
We talk because we have to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Like, see, my mind is thinking about something else.
Like,
can
it's
you
not
tell?
Too much. We have to talk. Otherwise, it's the seance and they'll cut us off. We don't say anything.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's true.
We sit quiet and then
everything
gets disconnected.
Well, this has been super fun. So we have about 2 minutes left. We got through our first Wednesday.
Yep.
It was awesome. It's still light outside.
Kind of, yeah.
My goodness.
You can tell that there's a little bit of light in the sky. Yep. It's not yep. pitch dark anyway.
No. And we'll get home and can just, you know, because I'm in bed by 10, you know, because I get up at 5. So I'll have time to just relax a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
I like it. And then we will schedule, like we said, the in-studio audience.
Yeah, probably for me.
Yep. Coming up. So look forward to that. All you Minneapolis peeps, come on up. And I guess we should start our goodbyes. And thank you all for listening, and to all the troops out there who might be listening. Thank you for your service. And please, please take care and be safe. Oh, my gosh. We appreciate you. And the world is a crazy place right now.
Yep, absolutely. And everybody in the chat room, thanks for hopping over here with us tonight.
To Wednesdays.
Glad to see you all here. And anyone, anywhere, wherever you are out there listening to us, thank you for tuning in with us tonight on this Wednesday. And so our first Wednesday of the month will be Paranormal Smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm.
We invite you to bring topics to the metaphysical table. So if you have any topics that you want us to talk about, hop in the chat room or send them to us ahead of time, and we'll hash them out on the Paranormal Smorgasbord, which is the first Wednesday of every month. And I'm excited for the shows that we have coming up. It'll be fun.
Yeah, me too. And hey, if there's anyone out there, listen, one of the things we'd like to do is find somebody who's a Mothman witness. So if there's anyone out there listening, contact us if you'd like to be on the show.
If you've had an experience with Mothman, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you to Pair X Radio Network for hosting our show. We love being here, of course. And Sarge, the most amazing producer on the planet,
absolutely.
Pulling it all together. Thank you so much for everything you do for us, Sarge. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next week.
Make it a good week.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.